still do that. I know one young man that just got married several weeks ago. He's been here since he was 15, 16 years old. He came from China.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's in his 40s now. Every girl that he met here did not satisfy him. He had to go back to China to get married. But the thought they have in their mind is the American-born girls are no good, and they're different, and, you know, they all have that in their mind. They already have it in their mind before they even try to date an American-born Chinese girl. So
is that prevalent, that kind of thinking, by Chinese men?
Well, I have, in my experience, I've been working down in Chinatown since 1954,
mm-hmm.
among the people from China.
Mm-hmm.
And their way of thinking is that, because I dated after, see, my husband passed away in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
I dated a man from China that worked with me, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was dating him. When he was with me alone, we went to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
We went to nice restaurants to have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't dance or anything like that, so, we, you know, I couldn't do that. But that was the extent of our socializing. We went bowling, you know,
mm-hmm.
things, then went to the racetrack, went to Las Vegas. But marrying me was a different case.
Uh-huh.
See, because I have a son,
mm-hmm. right.
and I'm a widow with a son, and he was not Chinese, because he's, according to his birth certificate, my son is Chinese,
mm.
but his father was Caucasian, mm-hmm. you know, so his relatives did not like that,
mm.
so they sent him back to China, to Hong Kong. He had to get married to a woman from Hong Kong and bring her here. And all they did was fight all the time that she was here. I mean, they're still together, but what I mean is he did not care for her, you know. But his family said he had to marry a girl from there, so he married
a
girl from there.
Was that common for the man to listen to after he has grown up and become a full-fledged adult to listen to his family says?
I guess so. It's because he's the only son, so he said his mother said that he had to go back there to get married because he was from there.
That was in the 60s.
And then, like I said, this young man that I know, he just came back from Hong Kong last week,
mm-hmm.
and he finally married a girl from over there, a 27-year-old girl.
He's in his 40s.
And he said he had to marry a girl from over there because the girls over here are not suitable for him.
But in what way?
Family way, or he felt too Americanized or what? But I think that's wrong, to my way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But he is no prize package either. You know, he's been here since he was 15 or 16, maybe
mm-hmm.
even younger. He went to the schools.
Mm-hmm.
He is a very good artist.
Mm-hmm.
And but all he did was he worked as a waiter,
mm-hmm.
from a busboy to a waiter. He's still a waiter.
Mm.
All the rest of his time, all he did was spend time going to the racetrack.
Ah, those kind.
You know? Okay. Nobody would stand for that, even if she's American-born or Chinese-born, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he feels that he had to marry a girl from over there because we're so different.
Did many parents feel that it was important for their children to go to Chinese schools?
Not anymore.
Back then?
Yeah, back then.
Before World War II?
It started out pretty good because we all went.
Mm-hmm.
I went for maybe a year, year and a half, but in Chinatown proper, mm-hmm. everybody went to Chinese school. It was a supposed to do thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, you had to go.
I see.
So everybody went. I wish I had continued because I enjoyed it, you know, what I was learning, but
did you think it was what you learned at the school was relevant or helpful to you?
Well, at that time it may have been. Now it helped. That's why I say I wish I had more schooling. And because I see words and characters in Chinese that I still remember, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it would help me, like when you go to a restaurant to order,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how to read the menu. I wish I knew, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you recognize the ngao wu and the, you know, all those kind of words. And it really helps you.
How about your attitude toward Chinese schools?
No.
You did not send your son, I presume, especially since he was half Caucasian.
There is no, when I went to Chinese school, all I did was just walk up the street,
mm-hmm.
you know, like here to there, two blocks.
Mm-hmm.
When my son, when we lived here, and then, of course, we were living over here around the same area, there is no Chinese school for him to walk to. We'd have to take him down to Chinatown,
mm-hmm.
because I don't know of any other school that's mm-hmm. available. But at Belmont High School, he took Mandarin for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So like his Chinese name and certain characters that he recognized, he remembers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he does not, I don't think he can read a whole book or anything like that.
Did many Chinese ultimately go back to China? You know?
You mean the ones that were here from China?
Before World War II, yeah.
Oh no, before World War II, nobody went anywhere.
They just came here and stayed here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then like my mother's brother, he had gone back to China when he was about, I guess, I don't know his age at the time he went back, but when my mother got married and another aunt got married, the dowry they received is like, to me, like my grandmother sold my mother and my aunt to their
mm-hmm.
husbands for money.
Oh.
You know, they gave them gold or whatever. They used some of that money and they sent my eldest uncle back to China.
Mm.
And he got married over there. And he came back by himself, but he didn't bring his family over until after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was in the army
mm-hmm.
during the war, he was in Europe,
mm-hmm.
and then he was able to apply for papers for my aunt to come over here from China.
That seems to be the typical thing. They go back, get married,
and
then they come back by themselves,
yeah.
and then later on they send for their
mm-hmm.
wife and perhaps children.
Mm-hmm. And then I
Why
know
do you suppose
of some
they
that
do
never
that?
Did that. But they say that the families wanted them to be married back there, to leave roots back there too, you know.
Oh,
but I would not like to be married to a man and have him leave me, and he's over there and I'm over here for so many years. I would have.
How many years did you think between the time your uncle got married?
You know why? When his son came here after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
He was already 17 years old when he came here.
Mm-hmm.
See, so that's quite a long, long time
for
them. You know, they starved and everything through the Japanese war over there.
I see. What did American-born Chinese think about, Chinese schools in China, that means, huh?
Oh, quite a few went back there to school. Quite a few, you know, like this Miss Kwong that you spoke to.
Mm-hmm.
Two of her brothers were back there for school.
University or high school?
Both.
Mm.
And then my boss is General Li Manjano.
Mm-hmm.
They went back to China, and I think David, the youngest one, went to school over there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it was high school or college.
Yeah. What kind of jobs would most Chinese to consider to be ideal for themselves before World War II?
I have no idea.
And did your parents say what kind of jobs they hoped?
You mean they would like them to become, naturally doctors or an engineer
mm-hmm.
or like an architect or, you know, something like
professional.
That.
Professional.
Mm-hmm, something in a professional field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were the Chinese affected by the Depression in Los Angeles?
I wasn't old enough to know better.
Yeah, you were little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did your parents tell you?
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Chinese people, food-wise and everything, they didn't eat the same as the Caucasian people anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always had rice. I think that's our main source of food, huh?
Mm. Did you consider that act of discrimination and also an act of hostility when you were being petitioned out of this neighborhood?
Oh, you mean what did we do about it?
Well, no, did you feel that it was kind of like an act of hostility?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
But you say you never felt anything like that prior to
no.
this.
No.
Mm-hmm. And that was in the...
That was 1949.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see. When do you feel
I mean, not to myself. You know, I've heard of cases where there was discrimination, there was, you know, all that. But all through my school years, nobody ever treated anybody any different other than a schoolmate.
Even in high school? Huh?
No.
Mm-hmm. When do you feel that this neighborhood, the people of this neighborhood, started to accept your family as part of the neighborhood?
Oh, they never did say. Of course, a lot of them have passed away, the people that signed the petitions,
mm-hmm.
and they themselves moved away.
Mm.
You know, so I don't know.
I see.
We've been here all that time, on and off. My mother has lived here all this time, you know. So nobody has bothered us since then.
Mm-hmm.
They've accepted it, you know. And our neighborhood now has become very integrated, this
mm-hmm.
whole area.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be all white, now it's all mixed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever compared the Chinese way of doing business to Jewish way of doing business?
No.
The Jewish?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I hear they've always said that Chinese people were like Jewish people. I don't think
Who
so.
Who says that?
I've
the
heard
Chinese
that.
Chinese people say that
yeah.
or the Jewish people say that?
The both. You know, they say that the Chinese over there in China are the Jews of the, you know, of China.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of the Orient. And I don't believe that. I don't know. It's, to me, it's not the people that have been living here that I've known all these years. It's the new people, the Taiwanese and the, you know, the new people coming over now
mm-hmm.
at this present day and age
mm-hmm.
that are more like the Jewish people.
In what way?
I feel.
In what way?
Well, it's just like, they, you know, it's just like, okay, right now, they come over here, the majority of them that I thought, they were supposed to be like refugees. That's what we were
Not from
told.
Taiwan.
No, not Taiwan, but the ones
Generally
from Vietnam,
uh-huh.
huh? But the Chinese from Vietnam that are coming over here, my gosh, they've got grocery stores, everything just jumping up all over the place. And yet, where do they get their financial backing or whatever to be able to do all that? All the people that have lived here as citizens, born and raised here, a lot of them don't have anything in
mm-hmm.
comparison.
Yes.
You know, that's true with the Korean community too
mm-hmm.
and the Japanese too though, you know, and then they have even the Taiwan people coming over here. A lot of them, they have money, they buy homes. You don't want to sell to them. I've heard cases, you know. Because they want to make the price a certain amount or whatever. And this man comes out with $30,000 cash, and he'll pay for it in cash.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the owner, whoever it is, you know, can't resist the cash.
Mm-hmm.
So they sell it, you know, property or whatever to
mm-hmm.
them. And that's what's happening in all the businesses down in Chinatown, in Los Angeles, Chinatown. The only restaurant that has... the two original families that own the two original restaurants is General Lee's Manjin Lo.
Mm.
It's the original family.
Mm-hmm.
And they came from old Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Mr. Lee, David Lee was interviewed
mm-hmm.
already by your group. But the rest of them, they should be too. The other two brothers, three brothers,
mm-hmm.
Walter and Norman and Murray.
They've been there a long time, right?
Well, they moved
Since prior
from
to
old,
World War II.
Oh, they were born and raised in old Chinatown also.
And then when
we
New
were,
Chinatown started, they moved?
They were the first place up there, 1937
mm-hmm.
or 38.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
on the whole, do you
and,
think the Chinese in the Los Angeles have done better or worse than the general population?
Of the Chinese population, you mean?
No, the Chinese in Los Angeles
mm-hmm.
prior to World War II. Do you think they have done better or worse?
Oh, they've bettered themselves. I think that's what you mean.
I mean, compared to, say, the Caucasians.
Oh, no, no way. You cannot compare our community to the Caucasian community.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many hundreds and thousands more than, you know. But it's been progressing slowly,
mm-hmm.
the Chinese people. But they're still very low on the totem pole, I would think.
Right now, from then, you know, from way back when until now, you think the Chinese have progressed
quite a bit. Oh,
but
yes.
are still below and have
oh,
not
yes.
done as well as the general population,
no.
The American,
mm-mm.
the Caucasians.
There's, you know, like you could say a certain percentage of, say, 10 out of 100.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's maybe 40 or 30 of 100
mm-hmm.
that are in better professions.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the education, you know, and all. But they're still way below the standard of the Caucasian people, percentage-wise.
This interview was conducted by Beverly Chen.